Thursday, we spoke about Ein Shamin Laila Gane V'Laila Gazlin. We learned the sugya the way Rashi learns, that the Gemara is saying that when someone steals, and the thing he stole is still be'en the way it was, you give it back, it's pashut. Beishu v'sagzeis. However, if the thing that he stole is nishtana, if the thing he stole breaks, then he doesn't give it back. He doesn't give back the broken pieces. Rather, he just makes a payment, and he gives the whole thing, or pays for the whole thing, and he himself keeps the shvarim, the broken pieces, stay by him. That's the halacha here of a ganav. Now, Reb Chaim has a hesber in the Gemara, but I just want to be magdim. When a ganav steals something, as soon as he steals it, he has kinyane gezeila. Kinyane gezeila is not a normal kinyan. It's not his in the sense, it's not lochem, it's not his thing. He doesn't have ownership on it. Kinyane gezeila are only a kinyan for responsibility. You only own it for the downside, that you're responsible for it as a gazlan. Whatever happens to it is your responsibility at the Leba'inis. That's called kinyane gezeila. And that every ganav or gazlan has as soon as he takes someone else's thing. A ganav could have a kinyan gomor in something he steals. It could become mamishes if certain conditions are met. The Gemara Meruba has a machlaikis if yish is kaina. If the owner is miayish, is that good enough? We pass in yish is not kaina. If the owner is miayish, so the ganav still is not kaina. He still has kinyanik gezeila. He doesn't own it. It's not his. Mashine maisa gomor, major change in the item. Mashine maisa gomor is considered a kinyan. That's the clearest. The Gemara says, I think, Mika Lamandi Amar, that Shine Maisa Lakana. Shine Maisa, for sure, is a kinyan. If a person steals something and it breaks, and now, let's say, it's something which, when it breaks, still has value. Then, when it's broken, it still has value. He steals. Today, almost everything you steal, everything that breaks, people throw away. How many things that break today have value? That's an example. Still a tape recorder that breaks has value. Must be something that has value when it breaks, no? Huh? A car? Yeah. So someone steals a car, and it breaks, so people repair cars. Good. So someone steals a car, and he gets into an accident. So the Gemara here says that he can't tell the person, here's your car back, and I'll pay you the difference of value, whatever it takes to fix it. You cannot say that. A mazik says that. If Reuben is mazik Shimon's car, so he tells Shimon, the nevela is yours, the broken car is yours, and I'll pay you the difference, whatever it costs to fix, however you shouts up the difference. A ganav is not that way. A ganav who steals a car, and the car is broken, Ein Shamin Laganav Lagazlin. He keeps the broken car and he pays the value of the car that he stole. That's what it says here in the Gemara. Ein Shamin Laganav Lagazlin. It's a difference between a mazik and a gazlin. A mazik gives back the car and pays the extra amount. The ganav lagazlin have to pay for the car that they stole. Why? So Pashup Shat would seem to be the way we would learn Pashtus. Reb Chaim brings this as one of the two pshatim. This is, in other words, the way you would learn Pashut. That Shina Maisa is kaina. A ganav steals something, and he gets into an accident with the car. That's a Shina Maisa. A Shina Maisa is a kinyan. If he makes a small scratch, the Gemara says that a small Shina Maisa is not kaina by itself, Tyson says. But if it's a real Shina Maisa, it's nishtana. If it's a major Shini Maisa, that's the way I would learn Pashut. That a Shini Maisa by itself is a kinyan. So Ganav now, he owns the broken car. And once he owns the broken car, so b'meila, it's the din of this Gemara is move on. The Gemara says that he has to pay back the entire car. So he pays back the whole thing. That's the way we would learn pshat in this Gemara, pasha pshat. And as far as the sugya is concerned, that would be fine. We would have no problems. Then we read the Rambam. How does the Rambam bring down this Gemara? See, he says the following. He says, someone steals something and breaks it. Ein shaman, he has to pay, he has to keep the shvarim, he keeps the broken car, whatever it is, for himself, and he pays ken shagazal, he pays what he stole. But then the Rambam says, what happens if the nigzal wants the broken car back? And the nigzal says, I want it back, just pay me to fix it. It should be the din. What should be the din? Someone steals a car and gets into a bad accident with the car. So the halacha is, Bez and Paskins, you keep the broken car and give him what you stole. The nigzal says, what do you mean? I like that car. I want the car back, let him fix it and give me the car back. Is that a taina? Does he have a tviya? What do you say? In the Gazlan's maskim, there's nothing to talk about. When the Gazlan says, no, I want the car, I'll pay you and I'll fix the car and I'll keep it. And the Nigzal says, I want the car back. Fix it and give it to me back. So what should be the din? What should be? No? Huh? At least for the car, you should be able to imagine it. That what should be? He shouldn't be able to force him to take it back, l'chayra. It's the way we're explaining our Gemara. He has kinyanim. The Gazlan has a kinyan in it. He was kainet. The way we're learning our Gemara, once he's kainet, so it's his. And he shouldn't be able to give it back. Yet, the Lashon HaRambam is that if the nigzal wants the broken pieces, he can get it back. So it's a plea. How can he take it back? He was kind of Pinyana Gazela. How can he demand it back? So the Magen Mishnah asked this kasha. The Magen Mishnah on the Rambam, so on the second parak of Hilchos Gazela, the Magen Mishnah asked this kasha. He says, how can the nigzal say, I want the broken thing back? The Gazlan was kainer. And for the Magen Mishnah, we have to say it's talking, that this Rambam is talking that he only did a small Shina Maisa. That's not a kinyan. What the gedder of small Shina Maisa is, I don't want to get into it because it gets complicated, especially when you talk about cars. What's a small Shina Maisa? He says it was what we Gemara refers to as a minor Shina Maisa. A small Shinui Maisa is not kind of by itself. And that's Shem the Rambam. In Achinami, if you did a major Shinui Maisa in the car, if you really wrecked the car, so then the Nigzal has no tefillah for it. The Rambam is talking that you did what he calls a small Shinui Maisa. Small Shinui Maisa, that's different.
Can you see that there's two aspects of kind of Kenyan?
Right, Kinyan and Gazela, and then the real Kinyan.
I see. Why can you say that he's kind of Baal's Kinyan Gazela, but not kind of for real Kinyan, if we have to go back to him always? Yeah, I mean, you have to go back to him always.
Because the Rambam. So you're asking Kasha in the Magen Mishnah, really? So that's Reb Chaim's Kasha, what you're asking. Reb Chaim says he doesn't understand the Magen Mishnah. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that if someone broke the borrowed thing, so he keeps it, and he pays the nigzal. If the nigzal wants it, then the nigzal could get it back. But what's the pshat? If the nigzal wants it, he could get it back. The Magen Mishnah says it's talking that there was no kinyan. The Magen Mishnah says there was no kinyan nicer. There was no shinyan nicer. If the rabbi is talking, there was no shinui ma'isa, then the nigzal always gets it back, even if he doesn't want it. The nigzal should always get it back. If there was a shinui ma'isa, then the gazel should always get it. If there was no shinui ma'isa, then the nigzal should always get it. The Rambam is saying that this is a case where the gazel gets it, but if the nigzal wants it, then the nigzal has a right to get it back. What's the case? There has to be one case. It's one Rambam. So what's the case that on the one hand, if the nigzal doesn't want it, the gazel gets stuck with it? And on the other hand, if the nigzal does want it, then the nigzal gets it. What's the case? Tell me, he is kainah or he's not kainah? Whichever case you can set it on. If he is kainah, it goes to the gazel no matter what. If he's not kainah, it goes to the nigzal no matter what. So the Reb Chaim says he doesn't understand. What is the Rambam's... what is the Magen Mishnah's teretz on the Rambam? What's the kechetimtza of the Rambam? So because of this kasha, Reb Chaim says that you have to learn the Gemara differently. You have to learn our Gemara not the way. The way we learned just now is that Ein Shaman is because the Ganav is Kainit, he has a Kinyan Gomer, because a Shinei Maisa, that's why Ein Shaman. If so, the Rambam does a Shtim. We'd like to share it to Rambam. How could it be that the Nigzal, how could the Nigzal say, if I don't want it, you get it, if I do want it, I get it. Either you're kind or not kind. So Reb Chaim says, Vaisais, the Rambam learned the din of Ein Shaman differently. If the Akinyon Egezela, Shita goes to the Ganav. When there's a big, major Shinei Maisa, it's Pasha that goes to the Ganav. Agamar is saying that Ein Shamin, even if there are no Kinyanim, it's also Gzeres HaKosov of Heshavis HaGzeila Ke'ein SheGazal, which the Gemara brings later in the 7th parak. Heshavis HaGzeila Ke'ein SheGazal. It's Gzeres HaKosov that a Gazal has to return what he stole. He can't return different than he stole. If he breaks it, he can't return that because it's not Ke'ein SheGazal. He has to either return something identical to what he stole, or cash with which you could buy it. It has nothing to do with kinyanim, the Rambam holds. It has zero to do with kinyanim. It just has to do with the gzeres hakasa, the heishin is hakzeila, kein shegazal. So, Zatrap Chaim, if there are kinyanim, if the ganav was kind to it, then no matter what, the ganav keeps it, that's for sure. No matter what, the ganav keeps it, if there's a kinyan. If there's no kinyan, like the Magen Mishnah says, it's only a minor mishap with the borrowed item, then it's a din of the heishav hagzeila ke'en shegazal. It's a halacha that you have to return something similar than what you stole. So then, it's up to the nigzal. If the nigzal wants the shvarim and something else, he can take the shvarim and something else. If he wants, it should be dafka ke'en shegazal. Dafka ke'en shegazal. It's his thing. Nobody else was kind of it. So if he wants, he can get it back. And if he wants, he can say, return Ken Shagazal. It's up to him. So this is Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is doing, basically, is saying that there are two ways to learn the Gemara. To learn the Pasha Pshat, that our Gemara is ain't Shamin because you're Kainit. And if so, it's only if it was a major Shinya Maisa. Or you can learn like the Rambam, that it means, without a Shinya Maisa, without a major Shinya Maisa, even without a major Shinya Maisa, and Afal Pikein, since it's Xeris Kosov, Ke'en Shagazal, so it has to be Ke'en Shagazal. That's Reb Chaim, the way he learns in the Rambam. Reb Chaim brings a very nice raya to this. The Makar for this whole din of Hashavas Gezela, Ke'en Shagazal, a few makairis, but one is a brisa on Tzadav Tzadik Vav. The brisa says the following. It says, Gozal matzbeya v'nifsal. If you steal a coin, and the malchus passes the coin, it says this coin is not accepted anymore. Gozal truma v'nitma. If you stole truma, and it became tamei. It's also not a physical hezek to the thing. Or gozal chametz, or over alav ha-pesach. Or we still chomet and Pesach passed. What's the din? What does the Gazlan do? He still chomets and Pesach passes. You know what you do? Aresh Lach Lefanecha. You just give it back to him. Someone steals an esrig before Sukkot, uses it on Sukkot. After Sukkot, he gives it back to him. He says, here, Aresh Lach Lefanecha is the same esrig that I stole. Fella. He says, Aresh Lach Lefanecha. Aresh Lach Lefanecha. As long as it's around, you just return it. Then it says, Gazal Mat Beyav in Nistak. What happens if you have the same thing, but there was a Shini Maisa? Gazal Mat Beyav in Nistak, you stole a coin and it cracked. Gazal Peris for her kibu. You stole fruits and they became spoiled. Gazal Yayin for Hichmitz. You stole wine and it became vinegar. So you can't say Harei Shalach Lefanecha. Why not? Why can't you say Harei Shalach Lefanecha? So it comes out we have L'chaira two pshatim. Pasha pshat, it's a Shini Maisa. And once he, the Ganav is kainet with a Shini Maisa. The way we learn Pashit. Or Reb Chaim's pshat, that because it's not Ken Shegaza. How do I know which pshat is correct? So Reb Chaim, there's one more case. The Gemara has a case there also of Gazal Behema v'hiskina, that if you steal an animal and it gets older, so you can't say Harei Shalach Lefanecha. If you steal an animal and it got older, now is that a Shini Maisa? You steal an animal, you didn't do anything to the animal. You stole the animal, it was a 1-year-old animal, and you didn't get caught till a year later. That's a 2-year-old animal. Can you return a 2-year-old animal? So the Gemara says that Gazal Behema v'hiskina, if you steal an animal and it gets older, you cannot say Harei Shalach Lefanecha. You can't say it. Vayis hiskina is a major shina. So Reb Chaim, 1 minute, that's a Mishnah. Gazal Behema v'hiskina, you can't say Harei Shalach Lefanecha. In Perek Meruba, it talks about Gazal, what was the Lashon? Gazal Tlev v'nasa Ayil, or Gazal Egel v'nasa Shar. It has the same case. Someone stole a Tleh, an animal less than a year old. V'nasa Ayil. Now it became, in the second year, it's called an Ayil. An animal every year has a different name. So Gazal Behema v'hiskina. So the Gemara has a machlaikis amiroim if that's a shini maisa or not. It's a machlaikis. One man yama says that. Is a shini maisa? Got older? And one man yama says not. That's amiroim. So there's a man yama who says an animal getting older is not a shini maisa. It's not called a major shini. So Reb Chaim, now what do we see? You steal an animal, it gets older, it's not a major shini. And yet, on the Tzadik Vav, it says, Gazal Behema v'hiskina, you can't say, cannot say, Harei Shalach Lefanecha. So, Reb Chaim, what do we see? We see that you have no kinyan, you're not kainit, because Gazal Tlev and Asa Ayel is Gazal Behema v'hiskina, you're not kainit. It's not called a Shini Maisa. And yet, you cannot say, Harei Shalach Lefanecha. So we see the pshat we started with is wrong. We started with a pshat. The why does the ganav keep the broken pieces? Because he has kinyan gzeila. We see it's not true. We see when you steal an animal and it gets old, that you also have to keep the old animal and you have to pay him money. You have no kinyan gzeila. Vaisdaisak Reb Chaim, like we're learning pshat in the Magen Mishnah. That the reason the Ganav keeps it is not because of he's tied in with the Shini Maisa, because of the Gezeris HaKosov, the Heshav HaZeila Ke'en She'Gazal, which is Rafayim Strad. So Reb Chaim, we see that my Pshat is correct. That the Heshav HaZeila, the reason you don't return is because it's not Ke'en She'Gazal. You stole a Tleh, now it's an Ayil. So an Ayil is not a Tleh. So now you have to pay whatever it is that you stole. So we see Zot Reb Chaim, the din of Ein Shamin, that a ganav keeps it, has nothing to do with kinyanim. It has nothing to do with the fact that you kain it. It has to do with the fact that it's not kein shegazal. And the Meila, the Rambam makes sense. In that case, if the Nigzal wants it back, then the Nigzal could say, I want it back, it's still mine, there was no kinyan. So this is Reb Chaim's Yisoid. It's basically two ways to learn the Gemara. One way to learn that the Gemara means that the God of being Kainet. Reb Chaim, based on the Magen Mishnah, rejects that pshat. And he has his pshat, that's Kusik and Shagazal. But at the end, when you finish the Reb Chaim, it's still emes that if it's a major shinoi, that the Gazal could keep it even if the Nigzal wants it. Because that's what the Magen Mishnah says. Magen Mishnah says the only time the Nigzal could ask for it back is if it's not a major shinoi mas. It's a major shinoi mas, then that. With a car, what's a major shinoi mas? How much of a wreck? That was a major shinoi mas. Not sure. So I don't want to get into it because I don't know how we paskin. The Magen Mishnah says it's only a major shinoi maisa if it ain't Shmoy Olav. If it's not called by the same name anymore. If it's not called the car anymore. See, so the Magen Mishnah is Lashon. Again, I don't know how we paskin Shulchan Aruch. That basically, if you total the car, it's not a car anymore. So it's just good for its parts. So that then the Ganav is kainah. It seems that any type of dent or accident with which a person would fix, it would seem that it's not considered to be a major shinoi maisa. So in that case, there's no difference. If that's true, the halacha, then there'll be no difference between the gazlin and the one who did the hezek, except that the guy who did the hezek, if he totaled it, he could tell the owner, you take it and sell the parts, and I'll pay you the difference. It's worth something, assuming it's worth something for the parts. And a ganav can't say that, because he's already kind. But that would, if that's true, then that's... Now suddenly Shoyal takes major... Now you start talking about cars. Gemara the Shoyal, if a Shoyal is like a ganav, or a Shoyal is like a mazik, you start, now it's not tested to... You borrow a car, God forbid you get into an accident, do you have to give him a new car, or you could just fix the car? So the Gemara says, L'shoyel, but the halacha is L'shoyel Shamin. L'shoyel Shamin, which means just give it back and you pay the difference. Okay. Because this is Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, in the last paragraph, goes into another Shaila. If I understand him correctly, what he says in the last paragraph is that there are Rishayim who hold not like the Rambam. This whole shtickel Torah is the way the Rambam learned our Gemara. Veshas Zedel, Ken Shagazel, nothing to do with Kinyanim. What he brings from a Sugya and Neftadik Zayin, the way Rishayim learned it, that there are Rishayim who learned that it's totally in Kinyanim Gezela, which means that even though this whole Pshat was true in the Rambam, may not be true halacha, basically, but may not be true Medina because of another sugya in which he seems to bring a raya that it doesn't work the same way. He has there a case where someone steals a sfina, someone steals a ship, and when he returns it, the shaila is ki bitaveya rent, or is it just? Does he just pay you whatever pchas, whatever it's worth less? There's a nida in there, in the Gemara. If someone steals such a thing. And, what? Yeah, it's talking about a ship that's usually rented. If you steal someone's car from his driveway, you certainly don't pay him rent. Question is, you steal a car from a rent-a-car place, can you just return it 2 weeks later and say, okay, if it went down in value, I'll pay you the difference? Or do you have to pay rent for the 2 weeks that you stole it? That's the Gemara's nidai. So the Rishonim there make a difference between a gazlin and someone who is a shoyel shalei midas. Someone who stole it and intended to keep it. But someone who is a shoyel shalei midas. Gazlin pays pchas. Shoyel shalei midas pays for the rent. So Reb Chaim says that this chilek between a gazlin What's the difference, a gazlan or a shalosh lemidas? Both of them are kol shalosh lemidas is a ganavu. What's the difference if you borrow something without permission or if you steal it? It only makes sense to be mechalik between someone who stole something and a shalosh lemidas if you're talking about kinyanim. A ganav is kind of something. A shayel is not kind of anything. If you borrow something even without permission, you're not kind of it. You never own it, even with Shinim Aysa and Yish and everything. But it never becomes yours. You never took it for yourself. So Reb Chaim learns up those who Shinim and Avtar Zayin that are Machalik, but Yishar Shem doesn't get it, that they hold that it's all totally in Kenyan. And Halacha, I don't know. But Akoponim, we have two ways to learn up our Gemara. The Pesach of the Gemara is clear. There's no nafkamina between the two ways to learn when you do a major Shinim. Major shinui, or even a minor shinui, and the owner's miayish. Small shinui, the owner's miayish, also the ganav is kaidah. So it's only nafkamina when you do a small shinui, and the owner is not miayish. That's the whole nafkamina. Okay, so that's the sugya according to Rashi, that a ganav who steals something does not return the thing that he stole; he pays ken shegaza. There's a second pshat in the whole sugya. That's the Rashbam's pshat. On the side of the page, it says Ayin Taisus Samaches and Taisus Bav Mitzia Tzadik Vav. Those two Taisus in, he brings the Rashbam shita. The Rashbam holds that Ein Shamin is not the way Rashi learns. Not that it has to do with whether the ganav keeps the broken pieces, but it's a totally different shaila. The shaila of who loses pchas nevela, and ein shaman means that the ganav has to take the pchas, even though by mazik the nizik takes pchas nevela, but here the ganav has to take on himself the pchas nevela. So that's the way the Rashbam learns. If so, it's a totally different sugya. Taisa says the Rashbam is also Maida, that if the Ganav was kind with a Shinoi, he's Maida to Rashi. If the Ganav was kind with a Shinoi, it's certainly his. There's nothing to talk about. The whole Shai is that the Ganav was not kind with a Shinoi. So then the question is, well, who loses the Pchas? Okay, that's this Sugya. Gemara now, for the next Amid or so, brings other memories of Ula Amar Abalaza. All the memories are very important. The question is how much time we really should spend on side sugyas that come in. Let's learn the first sugya at least inside. Vamar ula amar avalaza. Shilya shiyatza mitzasa b'yam rishayin and mitzasa b'yam sheni. Okay, shilya is the sack in which the baby lies in the mother's stomach. We have a Kabbalah, Ein Shilya B'lay Vlad, that even though sometimes a woman who's pregnant could lose the baby early in the pregnancy before there's any Vlad formed, she could become pregnant for a short period of time, and then what comes out is Maya Ba'alma, just liquid, if Chalila she miscarries. But once the baby reached the stage that there's a sack around the baby, so Ein Shilya B'lay Vlad. We have in the Kabbalah, Chazal understood that the baby is formed very early, which Chazal say after 40 days is the Tzuras HaVlad, which even modern medicine until the last 50 years didn't know, that there's already a Vlad formed early on after 40 days of pregnancy, and if there's a sack, there's a vlad. My nafkamina. Nafkamina is the halachis of Yumei Tumah and Yumei Tahira, this says by a human baby. So here, in order to know the Gemara, you have to know the psukim in the beginning of Parsha Sazria. It's really chumish. The halacha is when a woman gives birth, the moment she gives birth, she becomes tameh. Whether there's dam nida or not. As a matter of practice, every woman who gives birth has dam nida. But the Gemara talks about something called the leida yaveshta, a dry leida, that somehow the shilya comes out without blood. So even if there's no dam, when a woman gives birth, she becomes a nida. Birth itself is metame. For how long is she tame? So the Chumash it says that for a zachar, if the baby is a boy, she's tame for 7 days. If the baby's in the keva, she's tame for 14 days. That's called the Yemei Tumah. After that, come the Yemei Tahara. Yemei Tahara, for a boy, another 33 days. Next 33 days, she's tar, even if she bleeds. Even if there's dam, it's called dam tar, for the next 33 days. And for a nekeva, it's another 66 days, always double, till the 80th day. So for a nekeva, it's 14 Yemei Tumah and 66 Yemei Tahara, till day 80. For Zachar, it's 7 Yemei Tumah and 33 Yemei Tahara until 40 days. Now, for us, Halacha L'maisa, there's no nafkamina in all this. Halacha L'maisa today, we're not knowing Yemei Tahara. If a woman has dam, so Gemara says that the women have a nagu, the nashim were knowing that afilu that even if they see any dam, there's no dam tar, nothing, if it's dam, then no yik tumma. So there's no nafkamina on halacha l'maisa, but the din daraisa, there's a nafkamina. So the din taira is that when you're born, when you give birth, 7 days tame, 33 tar, 14 days tame, and 66 Yemei Tahara. So there's a whole perek of Mishnayis. What happens if you don't know if it's a male or a female? You have to have both chumras. You know it's a male or a female. You have to keep both chumras. So you keep 14 days of Tumah. And then how many days of Tahara? 26 days of Tahara. Because those 26 days, no matter what, whether it's a male or a female. And then from 40 to 80, you have to be machmir again. You make Tumah, because if you don't know if it's a Zachar and a Keva, obviously it's a Safi Deraisa, and you know L'chumra both ways. So that's simple enough. You have now a case where not only you don't know if it's a Zachar and a Keva, but you don't know when the baby was born. How can you not know when the baby was born? A baby is born. Yeah, if it's a baby, then there are different rules. It goes according to the body of the baby. But if it's only a shilya, you can't see the baby. The baby is nimuach in the sack. Then it goes from when Reiv of the Vlad came out. The question is, when do you have to be chayshish that Reiv of the Vlad came out? So that's the thing you're going to learn now. Amarula Amar Abelaza. Part of it went out on the first day. Let's say the first day was, let's say, a Sunday. And then Miktsasa B'yom Sheni, and the rest of it came out on the second day. So you don't know, was the baby born on the first day, or was the baby born on the second day? Which is a Kula, which is a Chumra? Which is a Kula, which is a Chumra? Huh? It's Pashit, why? No, the things you touch the first day, it's a chumra if the baby was born the first day. And everything she touches is tame. It will be a kula if the baby was not born the first day. The second day, she's tame no matter what. But 7 days later, it'll be enough kamina, or 14 days later, when the Yemei Tahara start. So if she gave birth the first day, it'll be a kula, because the Yemei Tahara start earlier. And if she gave birth the second day, it'll be a chumra that you made Tahara start later. You follow? You don't know it's a Zachar in the cave. You keep 14 you made Tumah, 26 you made Tahara. So, if you don't know if the baby was born on Sunday or on Monday, so for the Yemei Tahara to kick in earlier, it's a kula born earlier. You made Tahara start early. On the other hand, for things she touched on the first day, it's a chumra to say that the baby was born on the first day. So let's see what the din is. We count l'chumra from the first day, and anything touches the first day is tame. Amalei Rava, my daitech l'chumra. What are you talking about? You're making a chumra. Chumra da'asi lidei kulu to come a taharis l'amirishin. You make tahara. I'm going to start from the first day. So it can't be. It can't be that you're meikol.
Day 40
is in the near field. Right, we're going to throw that in, that day 40, it's going to be a chumrah which way? Day 40, day 1 is a day 40, which is tummy again. Right? So then it's a chumrah day 1. So day 1 is a chumrah, a kul, and a chumrah. On day 1, the shilya came out. Was it a birth? If it was a birth, for that day it's a chumrah. For the 15th day, it's a kula. The Torah starts earlier. And for the 41st day, it's again a chumra, because the tumma starts earlier. Okay, I hope you'll know what I'm talking about. Cheshbainus, okay? So Rava says, it's a kula and a chumra. Ella. So Rava says, Amar Rava, lachush cheshashas. She has to be machmir as if it was born the first day. Mimna lay memanya, ella lasheni. But for the kula, not. So you go both ways the chumra. I come ashmalan, the ein miksa shilya v'loiva v'lad. It's coming to teach us that if miksa shilya came out, there's certainly some vlad there. Now, if there's a possibility there's no vlad, Rashi says it'll be a sfek sfeika. Maybe there's no vlad. Maybe there's a miyuta vlad. But we have a kabbalah ein miksa shilya v'loiva vlad. That if part of the shilya came out, you assume there's some vlad inside, and that's the chiddush. So Gemara is Tanina. We learned it already. But before we get to Tanina, what's the Kamash Malan again? The Ein Miksa Shilya B'lay Vlad. Why? Why? Because if part of the Shilya came out, if it's possible there was zero Vlad, then you have two Tzedadim Lakula on the first day. Right? It's Sunday. She starts to give birth. Miksa Shilya comes out. At that point, is she Tame Yatar? So Rava said, you have to be mashmir, yatame, l'chum esafik. So Frecht says, after Gemara, 1 minute, why don't you say there's a svek sveika? Maybe there was no vlad at all, and even if there was a vlad, maybe it was a mir of vlad. So after Gemara, no, a mix of shilya b'lay vlad, it's not a double safik. And yes, it's not a double safik. It's only one safik, so therefore you have to be mashmir. Funny, Rashi doesn't call it Svek Seika. Rashi calls it Tre Chumre. Dilma Nafak and Dilma Ruba Nafak. Svek Seika. That's what Rashi means. Okay, are you all keeping with the... Yeah, I've been told you just push Pshat in the Gemara.
But then day 40 is going
to be...
Day 41 is going to be a cool, she's going to have it. She's
right. If not for the fact that it's so like Vlad, we would assume was born on the second day, Lakula and Lakumra. So you're right. We have to see, it would be totally enticing. But Amix Ashley Balay Vlad, that's the Chiddush. So Gemara is Tanina, it's a Mefarshei Mishnah. We'll see. Okay, assuming that you have the case straight, okay, it's not a complicated case, just different. The chayra is a shvera case. Taisus dibra maslo dekar yesakasha. That the chayra here we have a svek sveka. We have here the chayra svek sveka. On the 14th day. We're saying on the 14th day you have to be machma. We're machma both ways. Maybe it was born the first day, maybe on the second day. It was born the first day, then you get 14 yimei tahara. The 14th day from the second day, this is the 15th day, it's going to be tamei mesafik. Right? Because maybe it was born the second day. You know, it was born the first or the second. If it was born the second, then the 15th day is the day of Tumah. Test calls the Yom Yudal, means Yom Yudal from the second. Right? So, Frektais is Akasha, let's keep track. Again. A regular case, you don't know the baby is a male or a female, What's the din? 14 Yimei Tumah, 26 Yimei Tahara. Why 14 Yimei Tumah? Well, the first seven are Vadai. The Zohar, the Kaver, the first seven are Tumah, no matter what. The second seven are what? Only the Safik, the second seven. We don't know if the baby was in the Kaver or the baby was a Zohar. That's why the second seven are Tumah, they suffer. But you have to be Mafrid, Safik Deraisa. Right? In the normal case, we don't know if the baby's a boy or a girl. The second 7 days, you have to be Mafrid. There's no Safik Deraisa. What's our case? Our case, it's a Safik if the Vlad came out on the first day, or if the Vlad came out on the second day. Okay, so let's say you have a woman, she starts to give birth on Sunday. She gives birth on Monday, but unfortunately it's a miscarriage. You can't recognize the Vlad. You don't know if it's a Zohar or the Kaver on Monday. So Monday, we tell her, Safik Zohar, Safik the Kaver. Count 14 days of Tumah. She counts 14 days. She counts from Monday till next Sunday, is 7 days. Those seven, she's Vadai, even if it's a Zohar. And another 7 days, from the next Monday to the next Sunday, she counts again 7 days. Fractosis 1 minute. On the 14th day, that last Sunday, the 14th day, she should be tar on Tzvek Sveikah. What's Tzvek Sveikah? If the baby was born on Monday, if it was a Zohar, she's tar today. She only has 7 days of tar. You're being machmir because maybe it was in the Kaver that was born on Monday. Good. But 1 minute, there's also a chance that the baby was actually born on Sunday. If the baby was born on Sunday, then even if it's in a Kaver, the 2 weeks end on Shabbos. Sunday to Shabbos is a week, Sunday to Shabbos is another week. So here you have a Svek Sveikah, you have two reasons to be Makel on the last day. Maybe it's a Zohar, and if it's a Zohar, the second week is totally tar. And even if it's in a Kaver, but maybe she gave birth the first of the 2 days. Maybe when the Shilya came out the first time, it was tar. And now, this is actually the 15th day, which even if it's in the Kaver, it's tar. So L'chayr, this is a bona fide Svek Sveikah, regular Svek Sveikah. Fractisvis, that 15th day should be mutter. Rava's whole taina, Rava's kasha should fall away. Rava says, we're not coming on the 15th day from the Yom Rishon. It could be a nafkamina, it comes out of kula to start it earlier. B'chayr, you should be allowed to start it earlier. Because it's a Svek Sveikah. That's Tosis Kasha. Now, Tosis Teretz is a Yesod for Shas. Since we're dealing with numbers, it's a little complicated. I just wanted to tell you the aside, and then we'll plug it in here, okay? This is the aside in the Klolei Svek Sveikah. It's a big aside in rules of not only Svek Sveikah, of Safed Rabbanu Lekula. The classical case that's used for this is a run in Psachim. Because it's an easy case to talk about. The Gemara in Psachim, in Arvei Psachim, says that by the Seder, you have to do a Haseba. How many kaisis do you have to do a Haseba by? Anybody know? How many cups of wine do you do a Haseba? Huh? A trick question. Seder? A Seder of Pesach, a Pesach Seder. How many cups do you do a Haseba by? All of them. Everyone thinks you do by all of them. Yet the Mishnah says you do a Haseba by 2 cups. Only by 2. Which 2? So the Gemara says some say the first 2, and some say the last 2. That's what you do by all of them, right? But the Gemara actually says some say the first 2, and some say the last 2. So we do a Seba by all of them. And if you don't do a Seba, you have to drink it over, right? The Seba is not going to be the kaisa. Frek the Rana Kasha. Why do you do a Seba by all of them? A Seba is a derisa deravana. The whole Abakaisis is a Durabana. Haseba is a Durabana. Why don't we say Safik Durabana Lakula? If I didn't do Haseba by the first Kais, it's only a Safik. Maybe it's the last 2. So why do I have to repeat the Kais, drink it again? It's a Savad Rabbanu Lakula, even the Chetchila. Why can I take off two kaisis? Why don't I do a Seba? Some people find a Seba very, very uncomfortable. So skip a Seba for two kaisis. Savad Rabbanu Lakula. What's the answer? What? The answer is that you're not going to have any. You could say in every one of the four kaisis, Savad Rabbanu Lakula. The first one is Savad Rabbanu. The second one is Savad Rabbanu. The third one is Savad Rabbanu. The fourth one is Savad Rabbanu. That's called a Savad Rabbanu, the Sasri Adadi. It's Sasri each other. If you're going to say Lekula on the first two Kaisis, Lekula on the second two, it's a Stira. And you may say, okay, so let me pick. Let me do it without a Stira. The Ran says, no. You see from the Gemara that people can't pick. If the klal, if the way the klal works out in the kula is a stira, we don't say the klal. We don't say Safed Rabbanu Lakula if it's going to be a stira inherently from one case to the next, from these two cases, next two cases, you're going to be over. You can't say Safed Rabbanu Lakula in both directions. That's the Ran's klal. There's a Tosis in Beya that says the same klal. I forget the case. The case there. Oh, I remember the case. Okay, too complicated to go into. It's a case in the end of the first parak in Beya where Tosis says the same klal. Our Tosis says this klal by Sveksveka. That if you're going to create a Sveksveka, Lekula, and a reverse Sveksveka, is going to be a kula in the second case, you can't use a Sveksveka in such a case. Now what Tosis does in his Teretz is he shows that the same Sveksveka that we're asking that you make this lady tar on the 15th day works out in the reverse Sveksveka to make the lady tar on the 41st day. If you say the opposite Sveksveka. So Tosis says that you can't say a Sveksveka the Sasri Adadi. You can't say any Sveksveka if the two Sveksvekas are a stira one to the other. Now, the mathematics of it is something that I'm going to leave for you to do. It's much easier to work through the math of it on your own than to hear someone tell it to you. But it's really, it's not complicated. If you find it a little complicated, just take out a pen and a piece of paper and you chart out the possibilities. But this is the klal that Tosis says, that a Sveksveka, the Sasri Adadi, such a Sveksveka, is not a Sveksveka, we pass it that way. A Sveksveka, the Sasri Adadi, you can't say a Sveksveka, there are cases in Hilchos Treifos, we have Svekas that are Sasri Adadi, and you don't say it at all, you have to be machmer on both. So tomorrow I'm going to come back to this Tosis, the Ka, there's a Rabbi Chanan on it. This is actually a Rabbi Chanan that's, like I say, this is one of the klolim. Rabbi Chanan is actually in his four places, the Kovitz Ha'aretz, the Kovitz Shurim. The best place, I think, to look is the Chelek Beis of the Kovitz Shurim, Simin Mem Hei, Ois Yud Beis. If for some reason you can't find the Chelek Beis, you could check the Kovitz Ha'aretz. It's Simin Mem Beis, Ois Yud. But first, just work out the Pshat and Tosis, and then you'll be able to see that it's Rabbi Chanan's klal, a very geshmaka klal. Are you able to move? I mean, I know where everyone's holding. These cases of Shulya, Bukhar, they have a Gassan Nifis Ben Meshicha. I mean, I can give you Shurim and Behem a Gassan Nifis Ben Meshicha, and Kedushin, there'll be a whole Sugya. But it's not really above a Kama Indian. So if you can, just try to work through the Gemara Rashi Tosfos. And I'd like to pass it as quickly.